mi corazón.
Sí, mi corazón. It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am getting out of my car on a fairly nice day. It's about 50 degrees. The sun is shining. I see large raptors circling overhead. And I am outdoors today, and I'm hoping this isn't too muddy. Well, I guess it's not too bad. Where am I? Well, you might be surprised to find out that I am at neither Herrenhaven or OPPD. I am out in the vicinity of my secret mushroom grounds, somewhere near Tranquility Park. And we're looking for dudes. I thought we better come out here and check some holes. See if we've got any dudes running around yet. And I thought, well, we're out here. We might as well look for some new logs and stuff. See if any logs have fallen that might be good mushrooms. Or might be good for mushrooms. And as I look down the creek, what am I seeing? Is that a mati sitting at the edge of his hole? It kind of looks like a mati sitting in his hole. Yeah. Oh, it most assuredly is. And he looks like a big'un. Yeah. There's a mati down there. Oh, I ain't even just moved. Hi. I think he sees me. He's looking at me going, who's that dude? Well, you know what's funny is I often see marmots in that den first thing in the year, so I'm glad I came out here. Yeah, he's just sitting there. His hole is on sort of the most of the way up the creek bank. And he's just sitting there having a good old time. He's looking around. He's absorbing the sun. Because everybody likes to sit around in the sun. And he's staring at me. He's kind of some distance away. He's about, 50 yards away. But I can see him. Oh, I moved and he moved. As soon as I moved, he went, oh. And he started to face his hole. He didn't go back down in his hole yet, though. But he's thinking about it. Hi, Mati. Glad I got to see you. All right. So that was a pretty quick marmot spotting. I mean, we showed up, and the first place we look, we find a big old marmot. That's just great. We do love marmots around here. So let's keep going. As I walk down the path here in some of these muddier spots, I can see other marmot tracks. There's some dog tracks out here too. I'm on a bicycle trail. This is a little bike trail. It's kind of a big bike trail that winds through this forested area next to the Papio Creek. Oh, man, I just went down hard. I slipped on the mud. Oh, yeah, I just slipped on the mud. My feet went out from under me. Ow. And I landed on my hip and my elbow. Is my camera okay? My camera was in my pocket. I don't think I landed on the pocket. But okay, I knew eventually I would fall down on the show, the Dubious Falling Down Committee, and that was a good one. Am I injured? I don't know, and I'm not going to know for a while, so we might as well just keep going. I'm still just walking down the path here in this treacherous conditions. I thought it would be dry enough out here to come out, but apparently it's still just wet enough to be very slippery. So we got to be careful walking on some of these muddy parts. Oh, is my elbow going to start hurting? Is my hip going to start hurting? I don't know. But we're coming up to another potential marmot area here. First thing we do is we look up in this tree, because sometimes marmots like to get up in this tree and hang out. And I don't see any. Not at this time. So what we do is we walk up this little hill. And we look down into the creek over here, towards that tree and that tree right there. And marmots like to hang out on these trees and these logs. What's that? No. This trick of the light. Where's my matis? Well, I'm not seeing any over here. And that's okay. But I am seeing some mati paths. Are any of those holes cleared? I can't really tell from here. Alright, my hands are muddy from the fall. And I might as well just rub them off on my pants, because my pants are all muddy now from the fall. And so is my shirt. So is my jacket. Somebody's going to have to do laundry today. Going to have to launder my pants. And probably this jacket. That's fine. Stepped in a hole. Almost fell down again. Is this going to be the falling down show? I hope not. Alright. Moving up the trail. Looking at a lot of dog tracks. A lot of people like to come out here and walk their dogs, including my parents' neighbor. We have run into Betty out here before, walking those crazy dogs of hers. And there's some bike tracks in here too. What a surprise. All right, here's our little waterfall. Oh, it's kind of frozen. Here's some old oyster mushrooms on this log right here. Cool. The waterfall is frozen. Or at least there's parts of it. There's an ice wall. That's neat. The path goes right up against the creek here, and there's this little, well, it's a little waterfall. It's probably not more than a meter and a half or about 5 feet tall. But it looks kind of cool. This is the little creek. This is the little creek that feeds into the big creek. The big creek, of course, being one of the Papios, the same creek that Heron Haven is on. And this is just a little watershed creek that feeds into the Papio. This just drains the neighborhood that's uphill, and it comes down here through the park and dumps its way into the Papio on the other side of the soccer fields. So I'm looking down into the mud. I'm looking for tracks. I'm looking for mati tracks. We've already seen a marmot today already. That's just great. I wonder if we'll see any more. Because look at this right here. Oh, wait, no, that, I was going to say, here's a mati track. No, that's not a marmot track. That's a raccoon track. Ha ha ha. So we've had some raccoons running around in here. That's no surprise. Not at all. All right, and I'm approaching the area of destruction. If you'll remember last year, they tore out a good few acres of forest and they built in a little road. Well, they have paved the little road with rocks, limestone aggregate. And if you can hear any heavy machinery, that's happening uphill a little bit next to the what I like to call the ranger station, which is really the Parks Department office. They're still making roads and stuff up there. So now here I am, about to cross this road. This road that just goes through the park and where the forest used to be. Tear down the forest so they can build a road through here. Don't know why they needed to do this. Might have something to do with access to other areas of the park, but I have now crossed the road and I'm back on the path. And right up here is another marmot den, and there have been years where we have seen our first marmot of the year in this den. Let's take a look at it. Oh my goodness. It looks like it's been dug out. It looks like fresh dirt. Fresh loose dirt hanging around means that there might be mottis around here. I'm gonna sneak my way over the top here and look down to see if any mottis are sunning themselves. No, I don't see any. Let's get over here. See if we can get a better position. I don't see any mottis. Oh, but I think they're around. We have plenty of circumstantial marmot evidence. I think the mottis are out here at the secret mushroom grounds. Mati Matis, where are you? And you know what else? I wonder if we'll start running into turkeys. Now look at this. Here's Mati footprints. Mati footprints on the trail. And raccoon prints on the trail. We got all kinds of dudes hanging out here. All kinds of mammals leaving tracks. Okay. So, I'm crossing over a little ravine. Looking down into it. Oh, there's some puffballs on that log. Muddy, slippery, almost fell down again. Puffballs on that log right there. Those are obviously old puffballs from last year, but still cool. And now we walk right over here and we can check out the Pit of Despair, where we often see some mottis. We'll just walk nice and slowly, looking down into the creek, under the roots of trees, looking for, oh my God, there's one. He's been watching me too. I was looking down the creek over here and I turned around and there's a mati. I didn't even know there was, is there a den right there? Across the creek, he's about 30 yards away from me, sticking his head out of a hole. There's a marmot, and he's just looking around. He's watching me walk a little bit now. This is the second marmot of the day. We have seen two marmots today. That is a good day. Okay, now there's a tree blocking my view. And where's my mati? Oh, he ducked back in the hole. Okay. That's a new hole for an old den. There's been a den right there for a long time, but that's a new hole. Okay, good to know. This is exactly why we come out here, is to find all the new places where our matis could be. I'm waiting for him to pop out of that hole again. I don't think he's going to. I'm going to keep moving. Actually, I need to look down in here. I'm looking at other holes. Now see, I'm looking at another one across the way. That one looks like it's dug out too. Okay, Mr. Mati just stuck his head out again about halfway. Hi, Mati. He's just got his face sticking out. And he looks very camouflagey. If a lay person was standing here, they wouldn't be able to see that guy, because he is perfectly camouflaged and hidden. But since we are the marmot experts, we can see that Mati face sticking out. Hi, Mati. Looks at that Mati. All right, let's keep going up the... He's watching me walk away slowly as I walk up the path some more. We're going to check a couple more dens. Check some holes. See, here's a big hole. That's not even cleared out yet on this side of the creek. All right, now we're coming up to some of my favorite mushroom logs. Oh, wow. And this log still has puff balls on it from last year. We found puff balls and oysters and all kinds of other stuff on this log. Yeah, here's lots of logs down here. Puff balls. Leftover oyster mushrooms. Oh boy, there's a whole load of puffballs. That's about a square meter of puffballs. And what else we got around here? Oh, not much. So as we exit the log area, we come up to another spot that's close to the creek. And we can look down in here, look for marmots. I don't see any. I'm looking. I'm looking, but I'm not finding any more. Where's my matis? There's some raccoon prints on the trail again. I'm scanning. I'm looking everywhere. Looking for marmots. Okay, so let's walk over here. I think I'm starting to feel my elbow where I fell on it. I'm looking down into the creek, but the opposite side of the creek is now covered in dead grass. There's no clear spots. Where's my matis? Alright, I know there's some dens up here. Let's see if we can get over here into a good spot. Yeah, I can see some fresh mati trails. And the holes are hidden. Wait, there's one of the holes right there. I do not see a mat in the hole. The other hole is right around there, somewhere. And these holes are covered up. So I can't spot them immediately, but I know that other one's right around there, but not seeing any marmots right now. Wait, what was that sound? Did I just hear something big move through the leaves? What could that have been? That was a really funny, slow sound. I'm backtracking. Is there somebody in here? Or is it just that bird messing with me. Oh, I don't know. Probably going to start heading back. I can feel my elbow. The elbow that I landed on, I can feel it. It's starting to throb. But it seems like it's okay. It's not horrible, horrible. I'm wondering if I'm going to have to take some Tylenol, or acetaminophen, or ibuprofen. Maybe. I do like to fall down. It's pretty fun. Wait, what's that on that log over there in the shadow? Oh, nothing, I guess. That was weird. Oh, so anyway. That reminds me, I've got Champions League to watch today. Champions League starts in a couple of hours, or about an hour. About an hour and a half. Oh, what's that? Is that the Mati sticking his butt out of his hole? He looks different. Yeah. Look at that Mati butt. I see you, Mati. Our Mati came out of the hole. Now he's having snacks. He's chomping on stuff. And when I first saw him as we were walking back, he was facing the other way, so we just saw Mati butt. Now we're seeing it again. Oh, and I moved and he went scurry, scurry, scurry back into his hole. He doesn't seem to understand that he's safe. Not only because I'm a good guy. Hi, he's sticking his head out again. But because there's a giant creek between us. I can't get over there. You're safe, Mati. He's just sticking his head out of the hole again, watching me. Going, who is that guy? Who is that guy? Can that guy get me? No, I cannot get you, Mati. He's just kind of funny. He's kind of hyper. Kind of a zippy little mutt as I keep walking by. Okay, see you later, Mati. I'll come back and see you. What a great day. What a great day. We have seen two marmots and I fell down. It's been so long since I have fallen down. I'm kind of excited about it. I realize that doesn't make much sense. Oh, man, another slippery spot. I almost fell down again. But you know, you gotta ask yourself, how often do you actually fall down? Like, whoa, right? It rarely happens. Unless you're me. Some of the medications I take, they say, will make you dizzy, and I do notice that I have some funny off-balance moments. So, you know, I occasionally hit the deck. Just occasionally. And now I'm trying to walk where it's not slippery. Do not feel like going down again. I don't like falling when I'm carrying expensive equipment that will be difficult or impossible to replace if broken. So, you know, I just remembered something. I had a weird dream about safety pins. What was that about? I can't really remember what my dream was about. Just weird images in my head. Don't know why that just popped into my brain. Okay, crossing the road. I do not like this road. I would say that this road has sort of ruined this place for me, but obviously it hasn't if we're still running into marmots. The road hasn't chased the marmots away. So, you know, what am I complaining about? trail is super muddy here, so I'm walking overland through the grass on the sticks. Hooray, hooray. Yes, so today I'm going to go home, put in some laundry now that my pants and my jacket are all muddy, do some laundry, watch some Champions League football, have some lunch, maybe I'll drink some tea, I don't know. Oh, there's a blue jay right there. Hello. Birds are flying around doing bird stuff. While I was driving over here, I did see a red-tailed hawk circling in this area. I think he's over by the dead birch forest. And I saw something else. Big and black. It might have been a turkey vulture. I didn't get close enough to it to see what it was, but turkey vulture is a pretty safe assumption. Oh, olay, olay. All right, so I did notice a few other new logs while we were up there in the foresty bits by the pit of despair. And look, here's on this log, there's old oysters. And over here on this log, we got all kinds of weird stuff. Uh-oh, slippery, slippery. There's some cool shelf mushrooms over there. I believe those are artist conchs. Okay. Now, where we're at now is we're by the scary tree. And we're approaching that other area where we often see marmots. I mean, where we almost always see marmots hanging around at this tree that has fallen over. I'm looking. But I do not see any marmots over here. Maybe they're just in the hole. Maybe there's no marmots there. But I can guarantee you that we will see mots in that hole within the next month. More realistically, probably within the next 2 weeks. All right, now I gotta play mud avoidance again as I walk through the slippery and dangerous part. We're getting close to the spot where I fell down earlier. Yeah. And my sinuses are starting to go. So, as I head back to my car, let me just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. We're back to the spot where I fell down. Do some careful momentum checking. There we go. And I'm safe. Who am I? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイヨノンラジオショー、レディー、ヒアウィーゴー。